Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Where am I being tempted to compromise in my sporting life? And what would faithfulness look like in that space today? Standing firm in faith is not only about what we believe, but how we live, especially when the culture around us normalises behaviour that is contrary to God's better story and quietly pulls us away from God. Paul urges believers to live in a way that pleases God, not by blending in, but by being shaped by his will. Into this reality, Paul speaks clearly and directly. It is God's will that you should be sanctified. Here's his words in chapter 4, verse 3. In the world of sport, holiness can feel countercultural. Integrity may cost opportunities. Self-control may be misunderstood. Choosing faithfulness over shortcuts may feel like falling behind. Yet Paul does not frame holiness as restriction, but as obedience flowing from our relationship with God. This is not about earning God's approval, but living in response to it. Paul addresses practical areas of life: self-control, sexual integrity, love for others, and daily conduct. These are not abstract ideals. They are lived realities in the changing room, on the road, in relationships, and online. Standing firm means recognizing that what is accepted in sport is not always what is life-giving. Now, temptations and compromise will come in all forms as we look to live faithfully for Jesus in the sporting world he's placed us in. Importantly, Paul reminds believers that holiness is not achieved through willpower alone. God gives you his Holy Spirit. In chapter 4, verse 8, here's what Paul pronounces. The Holy Spirit helps us by empowering obedience and transforming our lives to be more like Jesus. Standing firm to live for Jesus is not about trying harder, but about surrendering more fully to God's work within you. Paul also encourages a quiet, steady faithfulness. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, he says in verse 11 of chapter 4. In a sporting world obsessed with visibility, recognition and platform, this is striking. Faithfulness often happens away from the spotlight, in training habits, private choices and unseen moments. For Christians in sport, this means living with consistency. Faith is not only expressed in public declarations, but in respect for teammates and opponents, honesty in competition, discipline in lifestyle, and love in everyday interactions. These choices may not make headlines, but they shape a life that honours God. Standing firm to live a holy life does not mean withdrawing from sport. It means engaging fully, while refusing to let sport define what is right or valuable. Paul's vision is not perfection, but perseverance, by standing firm to live a life increasingly shaped by God's character. So as you compete today, ask yourself, where am I being tempted to compromise in my sporting life? And what would faithfulness look like in that space today? Standing firm may cost you something in the short term, but it forms something far greater in the long term. Let us pray. Holy God, shape how I live each day. Give me courage to stand firm in holiness within my sport, relying on your Spirit rather than my own strength. Help my life reflect what it means to belong to you. Amen.
Finally, take a few minutes now to pray for those in your club or team who don't yet know Jesus. Pray that you'd have an opportunity to speak to them about Jesus this game day. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.